Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Holy, Holy, You Are Lord. This song is from the live recording, We Are the Army, and it came to me way back on May 8th of 1989 and was inspired by Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 3, which says this, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" What that verse just told us is what the atmosphere of heaven is like. It's an atmosphere of worship. Why worship God? The first thing that comes to my mind is we worship God because he first loved us. But the second thing that this truth brings to my mind is this. God's love is perfect in every way. His love is holy. God is holy. He is perfectly pure. Out of his holiness, his purity flows everything about him, flows the reality of who he is. He is love, but he is pure and perfect love. He is righteous, and he cannot tolerate sin. We must continually lay down our lives that we might be alive to his holiness. This song came as a song of joy during a time of purification in our body of believers in Oklahoma City way back in the day. To be confronted with sin hurts our flesh, but it gives life to our spirit. When we allow the Holy God to prune our flesh today, the good fruit of righteousness is born, and new life always begets more new life. I don't know about you, but knowing this about the perfect holy love of God makes me want to say, "Let your light shine in me, Lord, that I might know you more every day. I love you." Let's do that right now, in fact, as we declare this song to him.
Jesus, my Lord, God, you are holy.
Father, we declare your holiness. We thank you for your perfect, pure, everlasting, redeeming, cleansing love, your blood shed for us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for your holiness. May we be holy as you are holy, in Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 and 16 says this, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Guys, what does that mean? It means our God is holy, and because we are new creations in Christ, we are holy too. Even when we fall, the blood of Jesus seals our holiness. Being holy is part of your true nature in Christ. In spite of your failures, in spite of your temptations, in spite of your circumstances, in spite of momentary lapses in our memory of who and whose we are, holy is who we are. It's our spiritual DNA. If you fall in sin, seek God's forgiveness, receive it, forgive yourself, and then move on down the road toward Jesus. How can we practically walk in holiness in a world that is vile and dark and evil? The opposite of all God calls holy. Matthew 5, 44 through 48 gives us that answer. Jesus says this, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what rewards do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Brothers and sisters, the holiness of God is manifest in an outpouring of his love on us. And as joint heirs with Christ, as ambassadors of the kingdom of Christ, we can bring a bit of holiness into the world around us simply by walking in love. It's easy to love those who return our love, isn't it? But what about those who profess to be our enemies or those who persecute us due to our faith? Can we love them? Can you love them? Will you love them? It is a holy thing to do, and you, as a new creation in Christ, are holy by virtue of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, why don't we do this? Let's go out and be conduits of God's holy love to a lost and dying world. We can all do that. Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it's brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and leave me a review right now? And to help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have a couple of fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a 3-book series. The other is called The Barons of Bryn. So far, it's a 2-book series with more on the way. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Again, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Holy, Holy, You Are Lord, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Now, remember this. If you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.